All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, August 22nd of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had a four-game League of Legends slate earlier this morning. We also had round two for PGA this morning. Later in the day, we have a 13-game MLB slate, and then we have a three-game WNBA slate, and there is Xfinity today over in the NASCAR streets. So should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen here, and we'll jump into questions. So first question, can you run through a late swap on a FanDuel? I had a tough time with the staggered start times yesterday. I tried to late swap, but did not see a CSV to enter the new build into. Thank you. Okay. So I think I can demo this. First off, right, on FanDuel, your upcoming is where you submit this CSV before the slate starts, right? CSV edit. When the slate is in progress, it's going to be in the live section. Okay. So you go over to live. It'll be like right up here, right in like this general area. It'll say your scores. So there'll be a CSV edit button that appears there. So like, for instance, I pulled in this entry file just as like a demo. We go build some lineups. We'll just do like a full thing here. I think I can late swap. Teams added some like cool tools to late swap any time of the day, I think. All right. So we'll try them out. So say we're going to build 500 lineups for FanDuel. You don't need to make two adjustments to projections on FanDuel. Just need to kick this off. So let these lineups run. All right, lineups are just about finished. And lineups are loading into the post build. Cool. So, lineups are built. Contest sim is starting. We're sorting by Portfolio Plus. Looks like I don't have a template here, so I'm just going to add this contest to this group. All right. So we had five entries. We have five lineups here. Let's say we're happy with these five lineups, right? We're going to save them. And then we're going to download them. And then we would go back to FanDuel. And then we would upload them. All right, so this is all pre-slate, right? Then the slate's in progress. We go to live. We're going to use that same CSV edit button that would appear here. And then in SaberSim, what we're going to do is, for the sake of late swapping, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to games. And you can actually lock games, or maybe I can. I'm not sure. Okay, I go to lock. So I'm going to lock some of these games that are starting early in the slate. Say we'll lock five, right? All these within like 10 minutes of lock. Okay, cool. So now that I lock those, I can go to my contest tab. And I should be able to late swap, I think. Maybe try here. Okay, I have to lock them in the contest tab. Okay, try that. One, two. Okay. Maybe refresh. I was hoping that would make me able to late swap, but I don't think I can, unfortunately. We might be able to do it on a pass late. We did a demo earlier this week for somebody with an entry file for FanDuel. So let's see if we can do it on that one. So it doesn't look like it was this day. Might have been Monday or Tuesday. Okay, I think it was this one, the 19th. So let's see if this was it. No. Maybe I could see it this way. No, that's today. Okay, I have one more option that I think I can do. Hold on.
Oh, do I still have any?
Yep. Sure do. Okay. So let's go 821. I think we're going to be able to do this, but we're not going to be able to do it on FanDuel. So that's the only catch here. We're going to have to do it on DK. But late swapping steps are the same. It's only like where you upload the files, which is different. Okay, night slate. Here we go. We have some entries here. All right, so I was doing a demo for somebody on this slate, which is why I have this file. So notice the late swap is here, so that's perfect. What we need to do is we need to unlock. Say we unlock the last game, right? Okay, we're going to unlock the last game here. And let's say, you know, log passes and we want a late swap, right? So in the contest tab, you don't have to do this, right? You're never going to have to do this. It'll just be like based on the actual time. So I'm just using this to mimic late swapping. Effectively, it's you know, 4:20 Pacific time, right? That's where this state of the app would be. Okay, so a couple options, right? Number one is I can click the, if I just click late swap, it'll kick off the build right away. If I want to change anything, it is better to click the gear icon and then you have all these options, right? So like, let's say, you know, I adjusted minimax salary. Maybe I uploaded some exposures or like set some exposures, maybe tweak some projections or something, right? And you want all that information to carry over into your late swap build. Go to the settings and then change the build that you're using the settings from. Default is just like a blank standard build. If you click build one, it'll take anything that you've done in build one and carry it over to your late swap. Group duplicates. This is like if you entered one lineup in five single entries and you want to keep it that way, okay, you would want to use the group duplicates, okay? So those are some options there. You can change minimax salary. If you set it to a build, it will pull in all of that information automatically, right? So like here, it looks like I decreased my pool size from 5,000 to 1,500. And now it's going to pull in the pool size, right? Just as an example. So let's say I don't want that, right? Okay, I'm going to go to late swap. I'm just going to click it. So now it is running the late swap and setting up the swap build. So this is my new swap build. If I pop out lineups. Okay, so this is something that some people have been running into. So this is a good thing we ran into it. The build swap says you need at least one contest group with one contest assigned to it in order to build late swap lineups. So what that means is that you need a group with a contest in it. So what I need to do is just create a group. And let's say I'm going to put these two contests in it. Now build swaps is green. If you have a starred template, it should create the groups automatically for you. And you shouldn't have to do that step. If for some reason your template is starred and the groups are not appearing, best thing you can do, go to the top right corner, go to report a problem. Let us know that's happening to you. That way we can look into it. But if you find yourself in that situation, all you need to do is just click on the name of the template. So like I would open up my templates and then I would select whatever one I want to use and just click it. It will create the groups when you click it, and then the build swaps would be green. Okay. So that's what's going on there. All right. So late swap contest sims are running, which is great. It's diversifying the lineups. Only thing here, it's probably using the actual lineups or actual scores and stuff like that. So anyways, you know, let's say I'm, you know, I look at this, I look at the exposures and, you know, ultimately I'm like happy with what I'm seeing. Okay. I would save it. I would download the lineups and then I would go back to that FanDuel live page and then the CSV edit button will be there. So the only issue I can imagine someone running into would be if you're trying to use it on mobile. There are some quirky things with FanDuel mobile. So like what I would do, let's see if we have a late swap for FanDuel. No. I would go to this, how to enter your lineups into your contests on mobile/phone and watch the FanDuel video. The biggest takeaways for me are going to be sometimes you need to zoom out on your browser. And then number two is sometimes you need to turn your phone from vertical to horizontal. And then the CSV edit button will appear. So it doesn't always appear automatically. Sometimes you got to do some stuff to get it to appear. But those are the general steps here for late swap. We talked about FanDuel, CSV, uploading, downloading, upcoming tab versus live tab. Versus vertical phone versus horizontal phone versus zooming out versus zooming in and like all those things that come with it. But that tutorial is a good one to watch. It's in our support docs. So you can find that right here by going to help. All right. Good question. Next question. When picking lineups for my contest using the portfolio, should I be focusing on the lower ROI standard deviation lineups or the ROI value of the lineups? Okay. In my opinion, it depends how many lineups you need. You know, like let's say, like, and we'll go to like a build for today. And we're just letting today's slate load. Let's go to FanDuel. I think it's like a big 13 game slate today, so I think that's why it's taking a little bit longer than usual. So we go to our build. Man, we're just waiting for our build to load. All right, cool. Build load. So let's say like we built this, right? And you know what? Maybe I need like one lineup, right? But I'm looking at five. You have a couple options. You could just take the highest ROI one, right? So like I could come in here and it looks like my ROI is checked off. Maybe I don't need some of these other ones. Maybe I don't want these. Okay, so like maybe I use the ROI, right? You don't have to use portfolio rank if like you're playing one lineup. You know, you could just take like the highest ROI lineup if you want. Portfolio is really meant for like more than one lineup, right? It's portfolio is figuring out which lineups complement each other the best, where ROI is just like the highest ROI down. So like looking at ROI could be an option here. And, you know, just scrolling through these. I don't know. I don't feel any particular way about like higher or low standard deviation. You know, you're playing one lineup, right? And like, what does the math say? Like if I played one lineup 5 days a week, you know, I've played Monday through Friday. On average, I should only cash about one day a week because the math says that the cashing rates are somewhere between 20 to 25%. So if you just like lean on the low side there of like 20%, that is one out of five. So one out of 5 days playing one lineup, you should cash, right? So I don't worry too much about like the standard deviation. I obviously do care about the ROI, which is why I'm ranking by ROI. And then trying to pick some lineup ranked toward the top. You know, I'm not trying to go down to like lineup 50 or lineup 100. You could do this based on plays you like. You know, maybe you have like some pitchers in mind. And you're like, okay, you know, I'm looking at like 5-10 lineups. Maybe I like Brian Wu and there's two with him, right? Okay. So I filter for Wu and then I, you know, look at these lineups and say, hey, you know, which one of these do I like best? Which one stands out to me? The stacks, the salary being used, the projection, right? It's like here, these two lineups are different in the sense that this one is lower projection, lower owned, 117 projection, 59% ownership. But then this one is 125 projection, 89% ownership. So a lot higher ownership in the bottom one, but also a lot higher projection. You know, if I was playing like a small field single entry, I might lean with the bottom one, right? And I think the question's in the way. Just because like, hey, you know, maybe I don't need to get that different to win this contest. Maybe I would be just fine playing a little bit higher projected, a little bit higher owned lineup. But if I'm putting this like one lineup in the flagship, you know, I probably need to get a little more different with my lineups. So then I'd probably consider playing the top lineup a little bit more where, yeah, I sacrifice some projection. But when my team gets there, it looks like it's Boston. You know, I'm in a really good spot because their ownership is so low as a stack. So different slate contexts matter. If you're playing, you know, more than one lineup, right? I would probably just use portfolio. You know, if you need three lineups, I would let the portfolio solver do what it does. If you don't like anything about it, you know, you can always trash a lineup. You can always adjust your minimax exposures, and then it'll go in and find a lineup or find a set of lineups that are more to your liking. So some combination of that should help you to like pick or decide which lineups out of portfolio mode or just out of the post build really that you want to play, right? And I would have switched back to portfolio plus. We didn't, but that was just an example there. All right. So we talked some FanDuel. We talked a lot of FanDuel, building lineups, late swapping lineups, where to actually do those actions on the app. Talked a little bit here like portfolio and ROI rankings and things like that. Feel like we hit all the topics for today. We're caught up with questions here in the YouTube and Discord. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow. Quick turnaround, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. If you guys have any questions, drop them in the Office Hours channel. And until tomorrow, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.